This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
This is a music show, episode number 53. Welcome to season two. I am your host. Thank you for joining me tonight. So I started off the show there with a new 7-inch that I picked up at a thrift store this week. That was Richard Anthony, a gentleman originally born in Cairo, Egypt, and then he settled in France. And that was a cover of Buddy Greco's Twist into the Blues in En Francais. J'irai twister les blues is what it's called in French. And yeah, he had a bit of a career in the 60s doing some French covers of American songs. And then he started doing some originals later on in his career. So that was kind of a cool find. And from Richard Anthony in France, let's go to Quebec to another Richard, Michel Richard. See if you can identify this song.
Thank you. zapamiętaj, słowa z palmu wykreślaj, tylko zostaw ten dzień. Zapamiętaj ten dzień, bez początku i końca, jeden dzień wśród tysiąca. Zapamiętaj ten dzień. Nie było nic, nie było nic oprócz nas. Nie było gry, nie było łzy w kroplach dnia. Nie było słów, nie było nóg sen bez dna. Nie było nic, nie było nic oprócz nas. Zapamiętaj ten dzień. Możesz mnie nie pamiętać, słowa z palmu wykreślone.
from 1982. There's some reggae for you there. That was Wayne Wade with a song called Breezin'. And that was the B-side to his Lady 7-inch, Lady being a cover of Lionel Richie's hit. Yeah, and that was a French pressing. I got all these from the same thrift store. Lots of French stuff, but also this the one before that, which was a Polish song. So that song was by Halina Kunika, and the English title is A Day to Remember. Zapamiętaj ten dzień is my terrible Polish. And this record came out in the early 60s. That was kind of a rockin' tune. And before that was a different kind of French, Quebec French. That was Michel Richard with a cover of CCR's Down on the Corner. The French title here is Sois Optimiste. And it's not, there's no credit for John Fogerty here. There's only credits for the French lyrics, which is kind of weird because she does another cover of a Neil Sedaka song and he's properly credited, but no credit for John Fogerty. I wonder what's up with that. And this came out on her LP called 70. And I can't remember how to say 70 in French. So you'll have to look that up. All right, yeah, so if you're a first-time listener to the show, each week I go to any thrift stores around me and search for interesting records. I bring along a little portable record player and I check out any interesting records and see if they're any good and build the show out of that. So that's what's going on here. But having said that, I have a weird outlier song for you this week. A couple of weeks ago on the Mighty KBC, a friend of the show, Dazman, who plays you an Aussie pick of the week, played a song by a group called the Red Sun Band. And the song he played was called Peabody. And that's also the title of their first CD, which came out in 2004. And I really like that song. Thanks, Daz, for playing that. So I've gone out and got that CD, and I'd like to play another song for you from that album. This song is called Devil Song. was your newsworthy song of the week. That was a group called Lush with a song called Deluxe, which came out on this day in 1990. 30 years old, 30th anniversary of that. Lush were great. I was a big fan of them, especially in high school when that came out. I'm really happy I could play them for you. Before that was another French group with a Japanese name. That was Mikado with a song called Par Hasard. It came out in 1982 originally, but on this Dutch pressing of the 7-inch, it looks like they combined their first single and their second single, both the A-sides, on one 7-inch there. Some nice Casio chanson for you. Very cool song. And I started off the set there with a song by the Red Sun Band, and that song was called Devil's Song, and it came out on their debut CD, released in 2004. They've already broken up. They called it quits in 2004, which is kind of unfortunate because, a really great band. I really love the girl's voice there. The singer-songwriter was named Sarah Kelly. I can't find what she's up to these days. She had another band after the Red Sun Band called Good Heavens, but I don't know what she's done since then. I think they put out a record in 2012, but it seems like radio silence since then. Really great voice and cool songwriting and very cool guitar tone. So again, thank you to Daz for playing that on the Mighty KBC a couple weeks ago. I think you can check out the Red Sun Band on Spotify. Take a look for them. And sometimes it's spelled all as one word, the Red Sun Band altogether. So good luck finding them. I hope you enjoyed that. All right, what do I have next? Oh yeah, I made a bit of a hint in last week's digital text that I sent out about library music. So library music is music that was made to be used in television and film and radio by unknown artists. To most people, and these radio stations or TV stations or film producers would just license this stuff as background music or soundtrack music. So I shouldn't really be playing this, but I'm going to anyways. Here's a song by Pierre Port.
double Dutch affair. Be-by-four-thumb, well I'll be darned. Here it comes, the double Dutch bus is on the street. You better get off the cut, move your feet. Bus fare, trans-pass, that's the way my money lasts. Ain't got no car to get around. When I go to work, I gotta go downtown. Now I miss my train, that's a common shame. When I'm running late, no sleep's to blame. If you got a wife, you know I'm right. You got a special man, well I can understand. Everybody's getting down. Say uptown, say downtown. Well, I miss my bus, I know I'm late. I gotta do something I know I hate. I'm gonna walk to work, 50 bucks. I already got a hole in the socks. Go ahead and laugh, that's okay. Of course, what I really wanna say, I got bad feet, my corns hurt. Let's top it off, I'm late for work. Let me tell you what I say when I'm dealing with a fucking sidewalk. Let me show you how I walk when I gotta do my fucking walk. Let me tell you what I say when I'm dreaming what I think is sidewalk. I say, sugar.
Is that gizzles? Yes, I is that the mizzle? Is that the whiz? They sizzle the giz out and giz a biz ass fizzle.
Classic old school hip hop for you, and perhaps the first version of Izzle Talk. This song has been sampled a bunch over the years. Missy Elliott and Gwen Stefani, and of course Snoop Doggy Dogg. That was Frankie Smith with a song called Double Dutch Bus. Yeah, pretty cool song. It was interesting to hear it. I could understand what this song was and recognize the samples in it pretty quick. It was cool to find the original. Before that was a German group on the ZTT label out of the UK. That was Propaganda, a group from Germany, and that song was called The Chase. And that came out on their 1984 LP called Secret Wish. Yeah, Secret Wish. So that was another cool find. I'm a pretty big fan of that label, Z or ZTT, Zum Tang Tang. Art of Noise were on that label. And 808 State, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, lots of interesting groups. And that was a label owned by Trevor Horn of the Buggles and also Peter Morley of the New Musical Express newspaper back in the day. But it looks like they were pretty ruthless business people and signed these groups to terrible contracts. So that's no good. But anyways, lots of good music that came out in that era. Kind of sounds like a Yellow Magic Orchestra from around the same time, 83, 84. And I started off the set there with some music I probably shouldn't be playing. That was Pierre Port with a song called Medium. Side one, track five, and it's just called Medium, as in a medium tempo. So none of the songs on this LP have proper song titles. It's more just descriptions of what the music sounds like. So, yeah, if you recognize that song and you can place it to any particular television show or movie from back in the day, please let me know. Pretty groovy song nonetheless. And I think that's it for that set. I do have some data for you soon, but I should get to some shout-outs. So let's do some shout-outs. I'll start over on Twitter. So I got lots of decodes posted to Twitter last week. So thank you to these following people. Scott, K-I-7-L-B-E. He was a fan of Minor Threat last week, and he was also happy to hear me go into a reggae song after that. Another fan of Minor Threat was Kevin N3 K.A., so thanks for tuning in, Kevin. More decos from Bobby in Morgan City, Louisiana, Al in North Florida, Mitch in Buckeye, Arizona, posting images and also the waterfall images, those noises you hear at the beginning of the show. Paul in San Diego, listening on a Flex 6600M radio, very nice. I heard from Greg in Minneapolis again, Matt in Colorado, Zach in Alabama, F4ECA Fred caught the show in France, which is kind of a rare catch. It doesn't always go out super well on 5850 out there. So way to go, Fred. Also, big thanks to Do Fractional N, based in Japan. He tuned into the show via Mitch's Kiwi SDR. And posted some videos of the waterfall images at the beginning of the show and also a decode of the image I sent all out last week. So thank you very much for spending that time to do that. Hal Fi in California posting a nice image decode. And Roger in Germany posted a decode as well. And he also tuned into the rebroadcast on Unique Radio in Australia, but he realized my mistake. I forgot to upload episode number 52 to our friends at Unique Radio. So my apologies there. Yeah, so I think that's it for the Twitter decodes. A few more shout outs on Twitter. Hello to, speaking of Unique Radio, hello to Tim Gaynor, who runs Unique Radio in Australia. Thank you very much for rebroadcasting the show, Tim. I appreciate it. Hello to some listeners, more listeners in Japan. Kanagawa HL San Ni Zero, Kawasaki AA Hachi Yon Ni, Ja Raji JA 1 JQE. And also, hello to Abraxas3D. Happy you caught the shout out last week. And a couple followers that I gained as well last week. Hello to Firmwares and also Jared Boone. That was kind of a cool one to see. Jared, I have your Portapak and I really like it. Thank you very much for making that. And one more shout out. This is an amazing handle. Squid Ravioli and Lemongrass Broth. Thank you very much, everyone, for posting things to Twitter. And my Twitter handle, if you want to tag me on any of your images or comments or anything, my Twitter handle is This Is A Music Show with no W on the end. Hope to see you on there. Over on email, I got a few emails with reception reports and also image decodes. I heard from Gary in Indiana. Glad you're back, Gary. Fred in Virginia. Yelan in Mexico. I haven't heard from Yelan for a long time. Good to hear from you again. Alonso in Austin, Texas. And Steve in Peachtree, Georgia. Thank you very much for getting in touch. And over on the hfzone.org website and links to a Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, Daz, and Alex Rules 11, and everyone else over there at hfzone.org. So if you'd like to come in and say hi, I usually pop in there and say hi to everyone. hfzone.org. And that will link you to information about shortwave listening and also a Discord chat group. And finally, over on Reddit, I've been neglecting shoutouts on Reddit for a while, but I wanted to say hello to Andrew KC2G, listening on the East Coast. And he managed to catch a good decode on the alternate broadcast on 9395 kilohertz. And that's also out of WRMI on the latter half of the show. The first half of the show is also carried on 7780 kilohertz. So thanks to WRMI for doing that. I appreciate it. Okay, I think that's it for shoutouts. I gave you my Twitter handle, but one more time. This is a music show, no W on the end. And my email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. One more time if you caught a fade. thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please let me know what your favorite song is or was, and let me know where you're listening from and what kind of radio you got. It's always great to hear from everyone. All right, so it's almost time for some data, but before that, I would like to play another library song that I shouldn't be playing. This is from an LP called Dynamog, and it's by a favorite artist, Jean-Jacques Perry, working with Gilbert Sigrist. This song is called Dynamog, the title track. Check it out. Thank you. some more library production music for you. That was Jean-Jacques Paris and Gilbert Sigrist with a song called Dynamo, the name of this LP, from 1976, if I didn't say that already. Cool stuff. Okay, here is some MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go. Thank you. All right, there was your image and text for this week. I would love to see your results. This is a music show at gmail.com. You can also post your results to Twitter. That's super cool. This is a music show with no W on the end. And if you didn't decode that stuff, it would still be great to hear from you. One more time with the email. This is a music show at gmail.com. So that's about it for the show. I do have one more song for you tonight. This is from a record put out by Brian Eno and Robert Fripp, but I think this song is only an Eno song, so apologies to Mr. Fripp. I'll make it up to you. This song is called Wind on Wind, and it's from their second LP called Evening Star, which came out in 1975. Really nice, chill track. Hope you enjoy it. All right, this was a music show. Episode number 53. I am your host. Thank you for joining me tonight, and I hope you'll be back next week. Good night.